This is the Closet Geek, episode 93 for July 30th, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my brothers, John and Michael.
Good evening.
Hey everybody. And Ryan will hopefully be joining us soon, and then we'll have the four.
We will be four strong.
I don't think we've had four in a while.
Four or five episodes.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Full strength.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hello.
How's it going?
How goes it?
It goes well, Barry.
It goes it well, my friend.
I do well.
Yes.
All right.
I do well.
Well, let's go to the first section of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So, you guys do anything geeky this week?
Sure.
It's been a couple weeks since we recorded.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Because we were all on vacation, and I was on a business trip, all sorts of stuff. Mike, you want to start?
Why not? Let's jump in. So, as everyone may know, we were on vacation. Of course you know.
Yay!
And Ryan and I visited Astoria, Oregon, where
we
trekked up to the Goonies house.
I know, that's so awesome.
And
that's so cool.
And we tried not to get too close, or else I'm sure somebody would probably come out and shoot at us. It's all very private property.
Apparently they're very lenient now
comparatively to the past.
Oh, really?
Where in the past a lot of people couldn't even go up like the driveway to the house to like take pictures in front of the house or take pictures of the house without being down below on the street, because it's kind of up on a hill. You have to go up a dirt road to the actual house. And it was nice
people,
and we tried not to let the kids run around because we're like, guys, this is a driveway.
Stop. Right, this is somebody's
house. It's always awkward.
Somebody actually lives here.
It's already awkward right now.
Well, I think people just need to understand that when you agree to have your house be filmed in, it's going to be iconic after that.
It's not like the same person that's lived in the house all the time.
But I know that the couple, an elderly couple that let the Breaking Bad use their house in Albuquerque, they say they get tons and tons of people coming to their house.
Like people throwing pizzas on their house and stuff.
And there are people throwing pizzas on top of their roof.
Right.
What? Because
that was a thing in the show, I guess.
Oh, see, I've never watched Breaking Bad.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Someone threw a pizza on the roof, and so like random people would buy pizzas and
just
throw pizzas on their roof. Like,
they're like,
look,
please stop throwing pizza on my roof.
Yeah, so
that's
you saw the Goonies house.
Yeah, we saw
when
the Goonies house.
That.
Oddly enough, if you've ever seen Kindergarten Cop, the school that Kindergarten Cop was filmed in is on the same street.
Oh, really? That's cool.
It's like a block away.
It's not
Are these all your lunches?
And so,
why are you eating people's lunches? Stop it!
So that was fun, and then we went to Haystack Rock, which are the rock formations in Goonies. If you remember, they're holding up the coin. They're like, "Yeah, this is the map for One-Eyed Willie."
Right.
We went there, and that was cool too. To go there during low tide and see the marine life and everything. Saw some starfish and
pools and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the tide pools at Haystack.
Cool.
And went to Voodoo Donuts in Portland.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
that sounds fun.
It's tasty. They're really, really popular and good donuts. So I got like an apple fritter that was
killing
that was
another
the size
donut
of my head. And it was only $1.25. It was great. I was like, oh, this apple fritter's giant. It took me 2 days to eat this thing. But I was in the mood for a raspberry filled donut, and their famous raspberry filled donut is the Voodoo doll. And it's like a little doll out of a donut, and it has a pretzel stick stuck into it, like a
okay.
You know, like a
needle.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's raspberry cream filled. It's great. That was vacation.
Yeah.
Didn't really do anything else geeky on vacation per se, but I've been LARPing weekly.
Cool.
Which is nice. Great, and I started purchasing gear now that vacation is over. I've been purchasing gear for my character, so I've received my high grade elf ears because I wanted to get nice elf ears, and I've purchased a bow and some arrows, and
nice.
I have a nice journal book. That I got
for your spell book.
It's my crafting and notebook. I'm not a spellcaster.
Oh,
so, but cool. Yeah, I'm a medic.
Oh, cool.
Oddly enough. So, but yeah, it's been lots of fun doing that. But the big thing that I've talked about in the past was doing that project for the rule books.
I
finished it. So
yay.
I'm done proofreading and rewriting. Near 300 pages of text. So
wow,
yeah, it was a
I
nice
hope,
two.
Sure, hope
it
you
was
get
a nice
compensated
2 month
for
project.
That.
Yes, they are compensating me for the help that I'm giving the organization. So that's nice that they're being nice. So
yeah,
but I plan on doing my official PC or player character for those who aren't. Wait, why am I explaining this? You all should know what a PC is.
If you don't
is.
Know what PC means.
If you don't know what PC is and you're listening
to the
Closet Geek, I have no words for you.
I have no words for you.
So, but I'm revealing my PC in September. I was planning on doing it in August, but the vacation kind of put a damper on things.
Damper.
But in August, we're doing a different camp out during the camp out weekend. So that is another reason.
Cool.
So yeah, so I've been geeking out with the LARP, with
nice.
Mythic Realms, and then been trying to start watching Bakano for SLC Anime's review this month, which I have until Sunday to watch. Luckily,
hey,
I think
man.
There's only like 10 or 12 episodes.
Binge
so
watch.
I'm thinking of doing like a big marathon watch on Saturday.
Yep.
And just busting them out.
Yep.
I've watched 3/4 of the first episode, and it's interesting so far. So
okay, all right,
nothing fantastic. And then Final Fantasy's just been getting consistent updates for the expansion in the first couple of weeks, so it's just been cool. But,
so Heaven's Ward is out.
Yeah, well, Heaven's Ward has been out since June 23rd.
Oh, okay.
So, but they've already done 3.01 and 3.05.
Okay.
Updates, which were the big raids. The raids were revealed. So they did the Alexander raid, and the there's another raid, which I'm not overly familiar with because I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
But it's cool. Flying is so fast. if you can actually clear the zone area, because you have to do these little quests and find these, you know, wind nodes, so you can kind of study the winds of the zone, and then when you figure it all out, you can fly safely.
That's cool.
And so you kind of have to quest in these large zones, and
but
flying is about almost five times faster than running, and so it's like woo.
Right,
so you go from like like 200% movement to 550% movement.
So flying is new with this expansion?
Yeah, flying is new
with
this expansion. And flying is only available in all the areas of the expansion, mainly because they're designed four flying.
Oh, I see. So you can't go back to, like, the lower levels?
Yeah, you can't go back to the lower level areas and fly. Mainly because, like, some of the zones have trees that are, like, 500 meters tall. How do you figure out how to create a flying around all these trees?
Sure.
You know, or do you allow them to go over the trees, which would be just like your way so high you couldn't see anything down low?
Yeah.
But it's it works out, and I've really enjoyed the expansion,
cool.
Even though I haven't hit 60 yet, because there's so much that I haven't been leveling. Like,
right, you've been doing everything else.
I've been doing like all the quests.
Right.
And so that's been lots of fun.
Cool.
But yeah, that's kind of been what I've been doing. Just because I spent an entire 2 months doing that rulebook review.
Right,
but now that's
right.
done, I'm
that's
like
done.
Digging, I'm jumping
play.
Into everything else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be great. Anyway,
cool.
Enough about me.
Yeah, enough about
well,
you.
Well, you know, because I could also go into, like, some books I'm going to be picking up soon and stuff like that, because at work, I work
unless
with
unless you're currently reading
yeah,
them,
I work
no.
with a bunch of geeks. I work with a bunch of geeks, and I showed them
that's
a closet
nice.
Geek, and they all freaked out over Ryan's cosplays. It was great.
Of course.
I always have, I have specifically Ryan's cosplay pictures saved on my phone, so I'm like,
this is my
yeah,
brother.
What my brother does.
You know,
brother,
John, you need
really
to take,
cool.
like, selfies at work so people
can be like, dude, look at all those screens. He's awesome. Are you allowed to?
Yeah, that's true. Security purposes.
Well,
no, that's
not
that's
okay.
the case.
Classified. It's sensitive, but
I
not
know.
Classified. That's
right.
Okay.
Well, if you can,
you
should.
Can't,
that
as long
way.
As you can't read what's on the screens,
right? As long as you can't see the...
you know, that's what you should... You should take some, like,
the
selfies
data.
At work of, like, look, I'm next to this, you know, the training center or whatever, you know? People would be like, oh, that's what John does, you know, because we talk about you at NASA, but, you know, but people don't really it's, know.
I still I, name drop John
I
all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like,
I
oh, yeah, my brother.
Station.
Yeah, he works for NASA.
He works for NASA.
In fact, like, and 2 seconds ago, I left for a moment. I kind of, you know, muted my microphone,
yeah.
and I ran outside. The reason why I ran outside is because the space station was flying overhead.
Oh,
cool.
So I ran outside. I'm like, kids, come look real quick.
Yeah.
So well, that's always fun. You can track that.
No, I actually...
That's
I
what
actually,
I was on.
Yeah, I was... When I was out on the LARP weekend up in the mountains, we were just at the right horizon, and I was like, oh, look, everybody, there it is, zooming across the sky.
Yeah.
It was only there for like 2 minutes and
yeah,
gone.
It depends on the pass that you can get, but sometimes...
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty low in the horizon, so it was fast, though.
Yeah,
but you
depends.
Could totally
yeah,
tell
it was
the
quick.
Space station.
Yeah.
It was cool.
So, anyway.
Then
John,
I name dropped you.
That's right. Other than work, which is pretty
yes.
geeky in and of itself.
Yes.
I
can't say that about my
so
job.
So, I...
One day.
I finally finished The Flash.
Oh, yeah.
I binged watched. I was just like, I'm going to watch the rest of this. I just got it done.
Did you like it?
I loved
it. I still have
it
yet
was awesome.
To watch
it.
I loved it.
It
was awesome. I mean, the way that it ended, I'm like, okay. I'm like, now I have to see season two.
Yeah, right? With the whole
pretty,
tornado thing.
Yeah, it was pretty epic how they ended it. So I binge watched the rest of Flash, and I watched a lot of season two of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I finished season two.
I have not finished it yet. I've still got a few episodes to go, but I'm on the
episode. You guys are so far behind.
I know.
I know.
But it's because I wait for it, and then I just binge watch it.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
just
why
it came out on Netflix, and so that's
I
why
imagine.
I was able to just binge watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I imagine when Flash Season 2 comes out that Flash Season 1 will go to Netflix since they have
since like
well, they have a CW contract,
like
so.
The 100 and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I the last episode that I've seen is the one where Sky/Daisy like manifested her powers
For the first time?
That huge wave where she, like,
oh.
took out the forest and
oh, yeah.
took out
yes. that was
know,
cool.
Mockingjay and then,
the other guy.
And then, like, the blind teleport dude came and took her away.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the last episode that I've seen. So we need
oh,
to,
man.
Like,
well,
we're like, oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your mind's going to be blown even more.
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
Thing is,
we should talk about it next week.
Blown and or disappointed, depending on your point of view.
Oh, Well, I've liked it so far.
My mind was blown.
I also watched the finale of BattleBots. Cool. Just watching those robots go. And what's funny is that the one that we thought was going to win didn't. So
go,
we're like, oh.
Go.
So like the
upset, go, go. Aww.
Like the underdog kind of won. So that was kind of cool that the guy that like favored lost. But so that was always fun. And then as far as like I finally finished book two in the Aragorn series.
Okay. Best part is when Ronan like totally fights
those two wizards. Like, he just like
100 people, or is that in book three?
It's probably book three.
Oh,
but
spoiler.
That part. Cool.
It's all right. But like, no, he did kill like the two wizards. The two wizards.
That was cool. Like
he just crushed
the twins.
Just, like took them out.
He's just like they keep like casting stuff at him. He's like, I'm just gonna take it and I'm gonna bash your skull in.
So I finished that, and so now
he's hard.
On to Brisinger.
Brisinger.
Yeah. Brisinger, and then Inheritance is book four. But and I did get a little bit of gaming time in. I played some Guild Wars 2.
Cool.
Kind of got through. I've been going back and playing through Living Story Season 2. And so it's just like this, I've just been going through the different story missions for the what they call Season 2 of their story. So that's been kind of fun. But yeah, other than that, that's about it.
Cool. So like I said, I was watching S.H.I.E.L.D. and I finished season 2.
Yeah, nice.
And loved it, and it was awesome. I'm almost done with my book, The Summoner, which is part of the Necromancer Chronicles.
And
pretty good. I'm really enjoying that.
Cool.
And, but lots of game time. While I was on my business trip, every evening I would sit in my bed and play Hearthstone and like watch the Food Network.
Nice.
While I played Hearthstone,
right?
Yeah.
Make yourself hungry while you can't do anything about it.
Exactly. Well, I'm on my business trip, so I can order whatever.
Yeah,
I want.
Per diem. Woo!
Yes. That's the one awesome thing about going on business trips. It's all on the company card.
That's right.
So, played a lot of Hearthstone. And we'll talk a little bit about Hearthstone later,
yeah.
I imagine. And played a lot of Heroes of the Storm, of course, and that's still
Did you hit level 30?
I hit level 30! Ding!
So now you're like
and that's,
big time.
And that's a big deal
for
Heroes, because now I can compete in Hero League,
right.
Which is to compete in ranked battles.
Ranked play, yeah.
So you start at rank 50, and you can work your way down as you win matches.
Sure.
But the thing with Hero League is, one, you have to be level 30, and one, you have to own, like, actually own 10 characters minimum.
Interesting.
So because part of Hero League is you do a draft at the beginning of the match.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can see, the opposing team member picks this person. So you're like, oh, well, do I want to pick someone that counteracts what that person does,
right.
Or do I want to pick a person that plays well with a previous character that my teammate
has
played?
Right.
And so it's all about creating a good composition of your team.
Cool.
And so right when I turned 30, I'm like, I'm going to go into Hero League. And so I did. And I followed all the tips and advice of trying to create a good comp with my team.
Yeah.
And our team had a pretty good composition, but the only problem was, our team didn't work as a team.
Oh, whoops.
And so it was like everyone was still playing
solo.
Like,
yeah.
Like quick match feel,
right.
Where quick match is like where a lot of the noobs go.
That's
but,
what happens. You got to figure out how
well,
to do the noob
well,
play.
Yeah, well, Hero League is about, that's where you go
right.
When you want to be a team player.
Yeah.
And so there's me and one other guy, obviously, who was more experienced Hero Leaguer,
uh-huh.
And we kind of stuck together and we're trying to call plays, but it was hard, and we got our booties kicked because the other team was working together.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first experience of Hero League was being
was not so
destroyed.
Great. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'll have to work on
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that be the kind of expected, you know, you're like, I'm going into this brand new.
I'm super cool.
Yeah, Barry's totally awesome.
Yeah. Of course.
Totally awesome. But no, I plan on play, and, you know, a new new character was released this week, Leoric, who's the Skeleton King.
Oh, yeah.
And haven't played him yet, but he's pretty cool.
Cool.
Nice.
But, yeah, and something I did today, I got my sports geek on.
Okay.
I played 18 holes of golf today.
Is that really geeky? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. You have to be like, don't you have to be like obsessed about something to be considered geeky about it?
I guess. But I had to play for work.
See, that's not geeky.
I'm like, oh, I have to go
work.
Golf.
Oh,
for
I have
work.
To go golf what? For work.
But it was super fun though.
Well, that's
I had
good.
A good time.
That's good.
So, but yeah, no, but mostly our life. I did get some gaming time in, but most of my life has been consumed by a giant yard sale that my wife is putting together. Well, we're both putting together
that's
for...
That's going on right
That's
now.
Going as on as we're speaking. yes, that we're that crazy. But yeah, that's me, and that's my week in geek. So we got some fun things to talk about, so let's go to the next section of the show. The Weekly Geek! I said so.
Or the
not show.
Or the show. I
or, the,
prefer,
or the show.
I prefer the show. I don't want to sew.
I don't want to
no,
sew.
I'm not a good.
Either.
I'm not a good sewer.
Good seamstress.
I'm a good
but,
sewer.
I can sew. I just Michael, you know I can sew and I can leather work. However, I will admit my bane is patterns. I usually have Kathy do all the pattern cutting. And then I can sew.
And then you can put it together once
gotcha.
You set a cut.
Yeah, I did have to learn how to do sleeves better, though. So she taught me how to do sleeves better. So, anyway.
So this is the Weekly Geek where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And it was kind of a light week.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things that I definitely think we can
yeah, there was some definite key things.
But one of the things I got really excited about, and I just put it in the show notes, actually, is that Brandon Sanderson is a favorite author of all of ours, and he has now an official movie deal to make Steelheart, his teen novel series about superheroes or anti-superheroes, into a movie.
Yeah.
And so Carter Blanchard of the Independence Day and Glimmer has been tapped to be the screenwriter, and also Sean Levy is going to be the director / producer. And Sean Levy did such movies as like Real Steel and The Night at the Museum and stuff like that. So he's going to be directing, producing, and the Independence person is going to be writing it. So that's super exciting because Brandon Sanderson's novels, all of them should be made into movies.
Well, I think the Steelheart series, the Reckoner series,
is the one
more
series that
could be done.
Yes, it's out of all of his series, it's the one that could, and it would make a great TV
I don't know,
show.
The Mistborn series could be done really easily.
Yes, well, and it would
although
be awesome.
That would probably be better as a TV series.
No, what would be better as a TV series is his novella Legion.
Oh yeah,
I haven't read that.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, the Steelheart. I think they should. I think they could do a really good job with it. So we'll kind of keep
an eye
on it.
Yeah, and I believe their plans are to you know do a trilogy to follow the books
yeah.
because the third book will be coming out next year,
yes,
I believe.
Calamity.
Yes, and so that'll be the third and final book. There won't be any more after that. It's just going to be a trilogy. And hopefully when they make the movies, they'll decide to just make it a trilogy and not four movies.
Oh, yeah.
And
so I'm sure,
but,
you know, I'm sure...
Super excited.
Well, because I know that Mistborn, they've kind of been, you know, they tried to do the movie thing at one point, and it just kind of fell through.
Remember when Brandon Mole was on the show... And we talked to him about getting movies
yeah.
done.
Oh
with
yeah,
his,
he's like,
book.
He's like, getting like, licensed is one thing, and getting your thing done is one thing, but like actually getting to the point of filming, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what he said. Like, he's had, what, 4 or 5 different people or companies that owned the license
that
make
owned
Fable
the rights,
movies.
But never like, did anything with it.
Yeah, and like Brandon Mole told us, he's like, everything has a timeline. If they don't produce anything by
a certain
X timeline,
then it
goes back to Brandon Mole.
Right.
And so I'm sure the same thing has happened with Brandon Sanderson. I know that movies and TVs shows have been talked about with this stuff, also video games. And so it's just, but, you know, having this announced, like, out there rather than, like, rumors, you know, it's like, hey, these people are, you know,
serious
set to do this. Let's do it.
Yeah, hopefully.
So
that would be pretty cool.
Super stoked. So that was one thing that I really liked.
Dude.
Channing Tatum's no longer Gambit?
Yeah, apparently there's a rumor flying around. I don't think anything's been confirmed, but
I saw that.
I mean, it's been reported in multiple sources. So basically, he is still producing, but he's not actually going to star.
That's interesting.
Yeah, which is really weird because he was even at like Comic-Con
as
you know, saying, "Hey, I'm going to be Gambit coming out." And they were going to start filming in October, but I think that what has happened is that there's another rumor kind of flying around that there's going to be a second Ghostbusters reboot, which is going to have a male team to kind of go alongside with the female team that is currently being worked on. And I guess they're trying to get Channing Tatum and Chris Pratt to be in the male.
That'd be a good combo.
Ghostbusters
combo.
Right.
Yeah.
And so,
okay, who would the other two be? Let's
I don't know.
Let's Simon what? Pegg. And
Pegg? I don't know.
Dude, he would be so
Why not just do Chris Pine?
But I think that
there you go.
I think
do
that,
both of them.
You know, that may be something to do with why he decided to pull out, because maybe it's like trying to film at the same time and he would rather do Ghostbusters with his best friend Chris Pratt than
Maybe because Ghostbusters would be a better franchise to get together, because multiple movies probably could be made with Ghostbusters, whereas Gambit would be an individual movie with possible appearances in future X-Men movies.
What they thought of him leaving isn't him leaving. Maybe they were done filming.
No, they were not supposed to start filming until October.
They haven't even started yet.
Yeah, so that's
just saying.
But maybe
it hasn't.
Or maybe they don't have to film till October, so he has a few months to jam in some stuff.
Well,
elsewhere.
I would think if he's going to leave, they're going to have to find somebody pretty quick if they want to keep the shooting schedule in October.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, maybe he's just doing a side project.
Well, who would be the next Gambit then?
I don't even know. I mean, I was surprised to hear Channing Tatum wanted to do it.
I was too, but I thought he was going to be a good fit. So
yeah, I mean, he probably would have been pretty good, but if he's going to bow out, then he's going to, you know, do the Ghostbusters instead. But we'll see.
And Ryan's
with
Ryan's
us.
Here.
Yay!
Ryan.
Here I am. It's
the
me.
The four horsemen are full.
The four horsemen are here. Nice.
All right, so we were talking about Channing Tatum deciding
not to be Gambit, but
the Gambit movie.
But we were talking about how that's a rumor.
Well, I don't want him to be Gambit. After he was in that horrible Ascending movie.
Oh, Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, Jupiter Ascending.
It just got a bad vibe after that.
Hey,
do you have a person in mind that you think you would like to be Gambit?
I personally don't like Gambit, so I don't care.
That's controversial.
Why is that controversial?
I was never a huge
because
fan.
Everybody likes Gambit.
Well, I don't dislike him. I just don't really care one way or the other.
Yeah.
To be honest. My favorite was never Gambit. My favorites were the other X-Men. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like Colossus.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
he's He's underrated.
Yeah, so speaking about like other casting news, I guess Chris Pine has been officially cast as Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman movie.
Good cast.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's good.
He'll go up again. He'll go up alongside Gal Gadot as Diana, and so I think that's a good fit for that role.
And I think she looks great as Wonder Woman when we saw her in the trailer.
In the trailer, I mean, it was pretty quick. Didn't really get to see her that well, but
looked good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll definitely get to see more of her as the movie comes out and more trailers are released and stuff. But
yeah, did you see those photos from the set?
I did not.
I did.
It looks like Batman's all bold and can't move, and he's like
his
shoulders are up to his ears, and it just looks
in the Robo Batman suit or
the other one.
No, it's regular.
In the Robo Batman suit, he is digitally put into that suit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody else was in the suit, and they just kind of put his face over it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't.
You can tell that on some of the photos.
Oh.
I think because they animate.
I bet they animate a lot of it.
Well, it's kind of interesting that we're talking about Batman, but I was reading an article, and they were talking about how the Batman in Batman vs Superman they kind of are aiming for like a late 40s Batman.
Yeah.
He's been the Batman for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of burnt out. He's kind of been dealing with this vigilanteism for 20 years now.
Well, you see in the Batman versus Superman trailer, it kind of looks like it shows like he said, I've dealt with everybody in Gotham.
Right.
It's like, there's no more people in Gotham to deal with.
Right, because he's been doing it for 20 years. And
he's
so he's
taking
kind
of care of
locked
everybody.
It down. And so now Superman comes on the scene, and he's like, whoa, how do I deal with that? Yeah. So I think that's kind of interesting that they're going more for like a broken down Batman.
Yeah,
you know,
someone that
somebody's
wants to
kind
well,
of
retire.
Been well, messed it, up for the last 20 years.
Yeah. It'll be
speaking of Batman and his arch nemesis,
Mark Hamill is going to voice the Joker once again. That's so cool because he's the best Joker voice by far.
He is the Joker.
He is the Joker voice.
That's right.
I think it's interesting because he at one time announced, I'm done.
He said he was done.
Yeah, I'm done.
He said he was done.
But once they said, hey, we're going to do the Killing Joke, he's like, I'm in.
Well,
pick me. Ooh, pick me.
Do you think Star Wars has something to do with it? Because maybe Star Wars is kind of like rejuvenated.
I think
he's
reinvigorated his career.
I think he's like, wait a minute.
He's like, I still have some of this in me.
Yeah,
I still have some of this in me, and I can do it.
Yeah, that may be true. Yeah,
well,
he
probably got back into shape for Star Wars, and
or they just gave him lots of money.
Yeah,
okay. Money. Fine. But I'm just saying, when you get back into shape and life seems a little bit better, you start setting goals.
Hey, if you're gonna have candy in class, you got to share it with everybody.
Well,
Ryan and his constant pitching up something.
It's actually not candy. It's actually free samples of omega-3 capsules.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Fish oil.
Gotta be healthy.
All right.
It's kind of interesting that we're talking about Star Wars because that kind of leads into another rumor story that apparently with the success that Netflix has had with like the Star Wars Clone Wars Daredevil. Apparently, there's talk that Lucasfilm side of Disney is going to start possibly producing an original TV Star Wars TV series on Netflix.
Well, haven't like they been action? Talking about doing that?
I don't know if it's
going to
be animated or action. We'll see. It's just a rumor at this point,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't say. They didn't specifically say if it was going to be live action or if it was going to be animated.
I'm guessing
when
animated.
When the call goes out for Stormtrooper extras, we'll know.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
when they tap into the 501st.
Speaking of extras,
yeah.
So I, in the last 2 weeks, have been called to be an extra in Independence Day 2.
What? Woo! That's so cool.
He's going to be that one head in the background.
Be like,
but
where is this?
But
you had to.
I each time I have not been able to do it
because
the first time they called me, they're like, "Hey, would you like we need you to be an officer or a soldier on Area 51? No, a technician,
right?
Area 51 technician.
Right.
And they're like, but we need you on this day, and I'm like. It was Monday, and I'm like, oh, I'm leaving on my business trip. I'll be gone. I'll be out of town. And they're like, oh. And then they called me yesterday, and they said, hey, we need you. They're like, would you be willing to have a military-style haircut and be clean-shaven? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, we need you as a soldier extra in Independence Day 2. And they're like, so are you available tomorrow? And I'm like, no, I have
stuff.
If it was a regular work day, I totally would have taken it off. But today I had to go play golf and schmooze the clients that were there, and so I had to do that. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. I'm like,
how do you get these calls? Are you on a registry? Okay.
Yes. What I did is I just saw it one day, and it's like, sign up for this program, and you can. You know, and so basically I filled out this acting form, and it asked tons of questions. It, you know, it's like, and it went very specific too, like your height, your weight, your body shape, you know, is your body like athletic? Is it, you know, heavy? You know, your hair color, your hairstyle, what's your favorite, you know, what's your good, best feature? Are you, you know, do you have any talents and like all this stuff? And so I filled it all out, and like, already within a month, I've had 2 phone calls to go be in Independence Day 2, and I couldn't do it.
Apparently, they're filming somewhere in New Mexico.
Yeah, they're filming in New Mexico.
New
Mexico.
Studios, the production studios that are in New Mexico are in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, which are 5 hours away.
I'll tell you what, being an extra in movies like that is no joke. It's a serious, long, long hours.
Long days, yeah.
I had a couple friends who were in Avengers.
For 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
The Avengers, because they filmed that in Ohio. And, And they did that, and they basically sat around for like 16 hours doing same thing over and over.
and then to find out that your scene gets cut.
well, the scene that she's not in it, she is in it. You can see her in the scene, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Where Loki's in Germany and he's telling everyone to bow down to them. Yeah, she's one of the girls that bows down.
There you go. All right.
But I mean, just like the possible experience of just being like, hey, I was an extra in this movie, and then you watch it and be like, there I am.
And then you can put it on your resume.
That's right.
That's right.
Technician number one.
Unless it's the movie, Pixels. You don't want to put that one on your resume.
No.
I was in. No, I wasn't.
No.
No. But I hopefully one day I will be able to be an extra in some, because movies get filmed in New Mexico all the time. That's really surprising, actually.
Tax breaks.
Yeah,
that they go to Georgia. They used to North Carolina.
California. There's two
they
studios.
Still come to Utah.
Yeah, they film.
There's one in Albuquerque, one in Santa Fe, and they're building a brand new studio in Roswell, which is only 2 hours away.
There you go.
So
only.
Yeah.
But something that I thought was really cool was
ice.
The new
Ice is cool.
Yes, this is true. But they're releasing a new Spider-Man comic called Spidey,
right,
where it focuses on his high school years.
Right.
Because they said in the 700 issues of Amazing Spider-Man that only 30 of them were related in any way to him being in high school. So they want to do this whole huge run of him being in high school, dealing with, you know, high school life, and they said it would be a great opportunity to introduce new villains and other new characters. But I imagine that the Marvel Cinematic Universe also has a hand in influencing this as well.
Well, because we know that the Spider-Man, the solo Spider-Man movie that they're working on is going to take place in high school, and it's going to be almost like a high school drama.
Yeah, we kind of talked about how they wanted to make it like a John Hughes
movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're doing this comic book series, it plays right off of that.
I don't know. I'm not really into the whole teen flick thing.
Yeah.
Teenage scene.
It'll be, I don't know.
Well,
it'll be interesting.
It could be, we'll see. But I'm excited. I like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Me.
Well. Don't answer
weird,
that.
Weird people.
We don't want to know you.
I've never been. I don't know why. I've never been a huge Spider-Man fan.
You're weird.
I'm not against him. I'm not saying that I don't like Spider-Man. I'm just
Spidey hater.
No.
Well, I would rather. Yeah, me. I would rather see like other heroes.
Yeah. I've always been more of like an X-Men.
Yeah,
those are the comics that I collected was X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or you know anything that had to do with the X-Men universe for the most part.
But
I never really collected Spider-Man comics when I was a kid. Just different tastes for different people. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So I thought there was one thing that I thought was really interesting that I read this past week is that and we kind of posted it on the Closet Geek Facebook page, but Blizzard is they're going to announce their next expansion at Gamescom next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I think is really interesting that they're not doing it at BlizzCon in October.
Yeah.
That they're doing it in Gamescom.
I think the reason... Go ahead.
Because they'll release it at BlizzCon and give people that are at BlizzCon exclusive first dibs.
I don't know. I think the
reason they're not announcing it is because they want the fan base to be uber excited for it when they go to BlizzCon.
When they go to BlizzCon. Oh, okay. So you think that their announcement is just going to be
marketing.
Like a teaser announcement.
Yes.
And the majority of the information is going to be released at BlizzCon.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes more sense to me. I just thought it was kind of surprising.
They're building up the hype. They're building it.
It's the hype train.
Yeah.
Going to have a lot of stuff about the World of Warcraft movie at BlizzCon, too.
So,
yeah. And also, there was the announcement for the new Hearthstone expansion.
Right.
So, we know that the first expansion was the Goblins and Gnomes expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And this expansion's all about your hero, and the cards play off of your, like, they boost your hero. Like, some of the cards will help like your ability, like your ability only costs one, or you can use your ability as many times as you can in a turn. And, or there's one card that says your ability will be traded for a better one.
That's funny.
It doesn't say what it is. It just says a better one.
Yeah.
But so cool. It's all about boosting your player.
Yeah. They give us a taste of different kinds of player abilities when they do the battle royale with the two NPC characters.
Grand tournament,
whatever.
That
yeah, where you get to play like a dragon versus a demon in the battle brawl. What is it called?
Oh, the tavern.
Tavern brawl. Yeah, right. And so they have their unique abilities, and it's really cool. So I think
tavern brawl is fun. Yeah, I've enjoyed that
too. It is fun. I wish they would do it more often.
I do too, because it puts people on a more equal level.
It's totally equal.
because people, you have to go in there and sometimes you have to make
it's not based unique off cards at all. It's based off, you know, how you can
build
the
deck.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't build it.
Sometimes
it's all
sometimes Sometimes you build decks.
Oh.
I've had to build one time.
What?
But
oh yeah.
But
I guess it changes, doesn't it?
It yes, does. Each Tavern Brawl is different, and sometimes it's like each player, starts with 10 crystals right away.
Oh wow.
Like at the beginning of the game.
So you can just lay out huge cards right from the beginning.
Yeah. So and that's the one where I built a deck with. And so you got to build your own deck with whatever hero choice. And then with the mindset of I'm going to have 10 crystals on round one.
Right.
So yeah. So you're just throwing out your biggest creatures right away, or like combos of creatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Cool.
So
Windows 10 is out.
Yes, I haven't downloaded it yet.
I haven't downloaded it either. In fact, I was supposed to get a notice, but it didn't tell me.
Yeah, like all of my computers in my house, I've gone ahead and like done the little reserve thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Do.
Yeah.
And they did say that they're releasing it in waves. So essentially, I'll eventually get a notification that the download has begun. And once the download is begun and finished, then I can go ahead and do the installation. But
ooh, so I
we're in low tide right now.
I have my download is complete, and I have to upgrade now.
Yeah, don't do that right now because we'll.
yeah.
It says expect a 10-second prep of your device, review the license agreement, and then choose when to upgrade.
Okay,
that,
cool.
Right.
Where does it say that?
Oh well.
Well, I've already set it up to down. Well, I've already did. I did this
did it,
so.
A long time ago. I just forgot about it.
So if people just need to go to the Microsoft website and click download.
No, if your computer's eligible, then you'll see a little icon next to the time in your corner. It's a little Windows icon. You can click it. If you hover over it, it says Get Windows 10. You click on that, and it'll pop up a window, and you can click on the.
I don't have
reserve
that.
My copy. Then
so do I not get it?
What
then?
What version of Windows are you running right now?
7.
Do you update your? Do you keep your Windows updated?
I mean, I think it automatically updates.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. Well, some computers don't have it, but even if you don't like quote unquote reserve your copy, then you know they'll eventually just make the link downloadable, and then you could just go to the Windows website and just download it directly from the website. In fact, there are some articles that are out there that actually show you how you can kind of skip ahead in line and just go and download it directly. So there are ways to get around the whole reserve your copy thing. But I'm actually excited about Windows 10 because I was one of those people that hated 8. So apparently a lot of industry experts are really excited about Windows 10 because they kind of take the best of 7 and the best of 8 and kind of combined it to create this new operating system. So it's supposed
cool.
to be pretty
yeah.
good. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time for Geeky Trivia. So
who's doing
whose
it?
Turn
I totally forgot whose turn it was.
No, it's Barry.
It's not my turn. I did
Oh, my gosh. Does nobody have it?
Oh, what? Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
No, it's Barry's
I have
turn.
Ghostbusters
I
trivia.
I know, but it's
because I was like, I know it was my turn, but
he
then
it.
I had to reschedule because
right.
I
well,
had
Barry
to miss.
Did it last week, but it's still technically his turn this week.
I oh, okay. Because I was like...
The other reason why I didn't had it is because he didn't ever say anything to anybody about, hey, do you have trivia this week?
Right.
That's true. He usually posts, hey, who has trivia this week? When it's not him.
All right.
I do.
Ghostbusters
all
trivia.
Right. So,
Ghostbusters.
Okay, since we talked about Ghostbuster news,
sure.
news today.
All right.
All right. What year was... Oh, wait. Hold on.
Was Ghostbusters 84? What year is it?
Mike, get the point.
What? Ooh.
Good job, Mike.
That's your only point.
Mike, maybe. John, Ryan, Mike, 1 point. Okay, 1984.
Good job.
All right. What was the original movie rated?
PG.
R.
I don't know.
PG is correct, John.
I don't know.
R.
Before, yeah. I don't think it was. I don't think it was before R. It was probably before R and PG-13.
PG-13 wasn't out yet because Red Dawn was the very first PG-13 movie. Okay. True or false? Ghostbusters was the highest-grossing film of 1984.
False.
Let's say true.
False. Although it was a huge success, it came in second by a slight margin to a little movie called Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop was the highest-grossing movie in 1984.
I guess so.
It's hilarious.
It was popular.
All right, what major movie studio released Ghostbusters?
Universal.
Paramount.
No. No.
Ah.
Fox.
Nope.
Weird.
Columbia Pictures.
Columbia, oh.
Dang it.
Do they still exist?
Yes.
Apparently.
All right, I'll give you multiple choice on this one. How much money did it cost to make the movie?
Oh.
76 money, million? 50 million or 32 million?
32 million.
76.
50.
32 is correct, Mike.
I believe they came in under budget.
No idea.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Oh, yes.
Cuckoo. Must be trivia time.
Yeah, it's cuckoo clocks.
Which two writers got official writing credit?
Alan Wright.
Bill Murray and Harold
Alan
Ramis?
Harold Ramis.
No.
Yes. Harold Ramis was one.
Yeah, Harold Ramis
yes.
was one. And Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Okay.
Dan Aykroyd is correct, Mike. And Harold Ramis.
So.
Hey.
I've directed.
Reitman.
Right? Reitman? Yes. Reitman?
And who earned an uncredited nod as a contributing writer? Rick Moranis,
Rick
Bill
Moranis.
Murray, or Ivan Reitman?
Ivan Reitman.
Rick Moranis is correct,
really?
Mike.
Huh.
He wrote his own lines.
Probably.
Michael likes his 80s films.
Yeah. What? Who did Bill Murray play?
Bankman.
If someone can give me a full name, I'll give them the point.
Peter Venkman.
Peter Venkman is correct, Dr. Ryan.
Dr. Peter Venkman.
All right. Which actress had a breakout role in Ghostbusters?
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver is correct.
Beat me to it. I didn't quite spit it out in time.
That was her first role?
No, it was a breakout role, not her first role.
It's a breakout.
Oh, okay. What about Alien? When did that come out?
After.
Alien came out in 79?
Yeah, 79.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This is incorrect. Sigourney Weaver is wrong.
Oh, no. It was the girl. What's her name?
Okay. There's
Rick Moranis.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, the
Mercedes Rule or yeah. Annie Potts.
Annie Potts.
Oh, Annie Potts.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Annie Potts.
Yeah,
so. Sorry.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Yeah,
now being played
it.
By Chris Hemsworth.
Aykroyd and Ramis originally wrote Bill Murray's role for which actor?
Chevy Chase.
Incorrect.
Steve Martin.
I can give you multiple choice.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Steve Martin, John Belushi, or John Candy?
John Candy.
I'll say Belushi.
Yeah.
Ryan, Belushi.
Yeah, well, I was like, Belushi and Aykroyd were our really good friends. So,
well,
yes, Dan Aykroyd wrote the role for Venkman for his best friend, John Belushi, but whose untimely death prevented him from playing the part.
Yep.
That would have been a different movie. If he would have been Venkman, yeah.
Okay, the role of Winston, the fourth Ghostbuster, was originally written for which actor?
Bill Murray.
Billy
Crystal.
Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy is correct.
I was going to say, too.
They're all SNL.
Good job.
Alumni.
Yeah, SNL. SNL and what was the other?
Second City.
Thank you, Second City.
Yes. Rick Moranis.
Which, honestly, was sometimes a lot more funny than
Steve
SNL.
Steve Carell was in Second City, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think yes.
All right. 1 second. All right.
1/1000.
Done.
I'm trying not to, I'm skipping the lame ones.
Oh, come on.
Let's hear it.
Depends on what
you're
right. Lame.
Sorry. Which basketball star also had a cameo appearance as himself?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Basketball.
I think that's right.
I don't know who.
I think Michael's right.
What did he say?
Kareem Abdul.
I don't remember.
Abdul.
No.
Abdul.
No, I don't remember him being in it. No.
I don't even know if you guys know who this guy is. Bill Walton.
Oh, Bill Walton, yeah.
Who played for the Portland Trailblazers.
I don't remember him being in it, though.
Yeah, I'm like,
pfft. Interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah, right?
All
right.
So, the role of Louis Tully, played by Rick Moranis, was originally written for which actor? John Candy, Steve Martin, or Randy Quaid?
I could see Steve Martin doing that.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid.
Or
the correct answer,
actually,
John Candy.
Yeah, John Candy. Really?
That's funny.
I can also see Martin Short doing that, but he was
But John Candy didn't die in '84.
No.
He died around for a lot longer.
It was like '94. '94.
No, he died. Remember. Didn't he after die just after Wagons West or Wagons East?
That was like '90. Wagons East came out in 95, so he died like right before 94. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know, maybe.
All right, somebody Google that.
Yeah.
I'll Google it.
John Candy death.
John Candy death. All right, which song did Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbuster lose to at the Oscar Awards? Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Ooh.
Kenny Loggins' Footloose. Or Phil Collins Against the Odds.
Yeah, oh, it was Against the Odds. Phil Collins.
Was it?
The answer is Stevie Wonder's I Just Can't Love You.
All right, John Candy, March 4th, 1994.
Good job.
All right, the Ghostbusters song peaked at what position in the top 10?
3.
It was number 1.
10.
Number 1 is correct.
Who are you going to call? All
right. Last one. All right. Not that one. That's lame.
Anything but that. Anything.
All right. At the end of the movie, more than 50 pounds
shaving
of
cream.
What was dumped on a character, Walter Pecht? Shaving cream is correct.
That's right. Good job.
1,500 pounds?
50.
1,500.
Where'd he go?
There's a leg.
1,500 pounds of anything will kill somebody. Right. I don't care if it is shaving cream. You're dead.
All right. And that's it for Geeky Trivia. Woo-hoo. On the fly.
I don't think I got a single point.
You got 2 points, John.
Ryan got
2 points.
2 points,
Ryan.
Yay.
And Michael wins with 7.
Yay.
We should have known 80 movies with Michael.
I know, right?
How he does that.
I don't know either.
Thank you guys for
childhood
listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net and on our Facebook, social media, everywhere. And don't forget to send all of your questions to theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. And join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.